USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Attorney General Bill Barr saying on Monday he does not expect an ongoing review of the origins of the Russia investigation to lead to a criminal investigation of former President Barack Obama or former Vice President Joe Biden.
Our concern over potential criminality is focused on others.
A lot of this also stems back to the unmasking of former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, to which Republican Senator from Louisiana John Kennedy tells Fox Business,
unmasking is just a form of spying. 39 members of the Obama administration spied on the general. What's Congress going to do about it? So far, nothing.
At the White House this hour, President Trump and other members of the administration participating in a roundtable with restaurant executives and industry leaders. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I like the product very much. I wake up in the morning, I'm wide awake, and I'm raring to go. I'm almost 76, and I'm working two different property management companies 6 days a week, and I was really, really dragging. I mean, I could barely get myself to work. And it all culminated when I started taking Balance of Nature. It didn't happen right away. I had to take it for a little while. And all of a sudden, I just made a mental note, hey, I'm feeling better. And I am, so I really like this product.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The nation's Health and Human Services chief is laying part of the blame for the coronavirus death toll on pre-existing health conditions. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
Making the rounds on the Sunday news shows, Secretary Alex Azar said on CNN's State of the Union that health problems, especially in minority communities, have added significantly to the 90,000 U.S. fatalities from the infection. Azar stressed he wasn't suggesting the death toll is a fault of the American people. He also disagreed with another top White House official when it comes to the CDC.
I don't believe the CDC let this country down. I believe the CDC serves an important public health role, and what was always critical was to get the private sector to the table.
Azar speaking there on CBS's Face the Nation. There will be no summer tour for Kenny Chesney. Like many artists, the country music star has been forced to cancel his tour amid the coronavirus pandemic. 40 shows will now be moved to next summer. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The House passed on Friday a $3 trillion coronavirus relief bill, along with a historic rules change to make remote work easier. But Congress is nowhere close to a deal on the next package, and the House is off until after Memorial Day, and thoughts are that nothing will be done much before July 4th. Republican Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, says the bill the Democrats passed on Friday is going nowhere.
No, I'm not crazy about it. Democrats are not crazy about it. Democrats talked about this bill going nowhere. And it's really sickening that the Democrats are using this opportunity to enforce their socialism. Remember, what is this bill that they just passed on Friday? Well, it's about pot. It's about prisoners. It's about politicizing election law, prioritizing illegal immigrants and pensions. These are all things that are socialist wish list that they've been trying to pass long before COVID ever came to this land. And that's exactly what they're trying to do, knowing that it will not go anywhere.
New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo wants professional sports back in New York State and is encouraging major sports teams to plan reopening without fans. Cuomo says the games could be televised and New York State will help major sports franchises.
I want to watch the Buffalo Bills, but I'm still objective. I'm acting as governor. There's no personal agenda here. Yes, I do want to watch the Bills.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.